Because at Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket.
We've been here in St. Louis for 14 years. Why would you go anywhere else?
Are you paying monthly PMI or mortgage insurance? We have a program that eliminates it, even if you don't have 20% equity. Find out if we can save you money.
Get a lower rate and a no-risk appraisal at Golden Oak Lending. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Golden Oak Lending, short by
rates are down to 3.375 fixed, 15-year APR 3.807, NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way. But maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
How much is that Dougie in the window?
That Dougie in the window. If you are on hold and you're not on hold to talk to Dr. Doug, I know this makes us sound rude, but we're going to have to bump you. And we'll pick up with our advice to graduates later. But for now, it's time for pet owners to get a chance to get some questions answered by one of the best in the biz, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is, I always want to say he's at the Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He is the Clark. It's his clinic. Clarkson-Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He's brought to you by Oric. No, he's not. He's brought to you by the Cleed Cab. I'm glad I caught it before you did. He's brought to you by the Cleed Cab. Yeah, it's getting tough to keep up. The Cleed Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. You're welcome, Oric, for that free. Got your name out there anyway. There's also a great app. It's STL Taxi. It's free, and it works. It's a great way to get a Laclede cab. I'm going to give you the numbers. You're going to call. Your name is going to go on the screen, and you are going to get to speak to the doctor himself. The numbers are 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. You ready with your questions? Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey! How is everyone on this rainy day?
We are doing great, doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Before we take calls, and I'm only going to do this once more, and that's give the numbers. We're having trouble with our phones, but I know they're working now because here they come. Here come the lights. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. I wanted to share this article with you. It's out of the CBS station in Miami, and they apparently did a segment on dogs licking people. I will, and this does not surprise me, by the way. Somebody had written in or called in or whatever and said, what about dogs that lick their owners on the mouth and they touch tongues and all that stuff? Is it true that dogs' mouths are very clean and they have some kind of compound in their saliva, chemical, that kind of sterilizes things? And the answer, according to this, is absolutely not. This is from microbiologist Dr. Julie Torres-Garcia, and she's worked with all kinds of saliva samples taken from dogs and sent to the lab. She says you better think twice before you and your dog start entangling tongues, because there's a lot of bacteria there. And that, look, I never at any time thought that was clean or that it wasn't a dirty thing to do. Although, like lots of other kids, I would lie on the floor and our dog would stick his nose in his tongue in our nose and our ears and even in your mouth, and you'd laugh and giggle and thought it was funny. But they lick their own butts, for goodness sakes, and other dogs' butts, and their genitals. So it's not true. That saliva's not clean, is it?
No, and also another point that's can be concerning, if you talk to the CDC, they tell you that a significant percentage of humans have been exposed to intestinal parasites through their through their pets licking them.
There you go.
And most of us don't know. We're not clinical, but it's always possible.
Now, the other thing we were supposed to ask you, we had a caller a couple days ago. He says, ask Dr. Doug about this. This California chrome, this horse that has to have the nasal strips. You're familiar with this story?
I'm not. No, go ahead.
You're
me.
Not?
No.
Wow, this horse has won two of the three, and maybe for the first time since about 1978, take the Triple Crown. California Chrome runs with essentially a big version of the adhesive nasal strips you can buy in the drugstore.
Breathe right
strips.
To open up the nasal strip.
And the trainer and the owners claim that that horse does not run as well without those strips. Our caller's question was to ask you if it's true or not that he claims, the caller, that when a horse runs, like these Kentucky Derby Preakness horses, that once they start running, they're not breathing on their own, that the air, their nostrils flare, and the air is pushed into their cannot be true.
I can't agree with that.
No.
I cannot agree with that. I mean, breathing is a active action. It's not a passive action. And you know, you have your diaphragm, and the horse's diaphragm is a striated muscle, just like your muscles in your arm and your legs.
That's what I was thinking, striated.
And that requires, you know, I mean, there's neurological stimulation, but I think that it's going to be stimulated to breathe because it's trying to get as much oxygen into its muscles as fast as it can.
Now, I'm very surprised you didn't know about California Chrome's nasal strip.
I don't know about them. I don't know about everything.
Well, you've probably been too busy saving animals' lives.
Well, I do have an interesting, I got a note from someone who had listened on the radio one time. We were talking about ticks and their concerns, and this is the time of season, obviously, where we're out and we get ticks, whether we're out in the woods or just in our backyard. And these people had heard us talk about the diseases that you can get, and one of the family members went, and because of that, they had some issues with tick exposure, and they found out they had Lyme's disease. So they were writing to thank us for kind of introducing the topic and making them realize that, you know, we're just another biological creature that's vulnerable.
And speaking of that, because we talked about ticks yesterday, I got an email, read it last night at home, from a listener that said, if you get a tick, and we've always heard hot matchstick head, take tweezers, blah, blah, blah. This person said, if you take a cotton ball and saturate it with liquid soap. Just fill it, dip it in liquid soap, and put that on the tick and rub it around. That in just a few seconds, that tick will back out of there and then stick to the cotton. And you just
I saw that email.
Did you see
really?
That?
Yeah.
Now, could that be true?
Sure, could be true. I'm not sure.
Well, that's a lot better than a hot match head or a hot knife to your skin.
Yeah, it could be just that they're irritated by the soap or they are having trouble
breathing, because the oxygen. The soap would clog up. They couldn't be getting any oxygen.
Right. I have one other thing. I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to suggest that the audience try it. Someone told me the other day that if you take those anti-static things that you throw into the dryer.
Dryer sheets, yeah.
Dryer sheets.
Right.
And if you wipe down your dog, that has, if they have anxiety, like around storms like today, that's supposed to do the same thing that those thunder shirts do.
Really?
So I don't know, and I hardly think it would be dangerous as long as they're not licking and grooming.
Dog, it smell good.
Yeah, so, I mean, you might ask people to carefully try that, but don't go crazy with it. But I wouldn't do it on cats because cats tend to groom so much. But maybe try it on some anxiety dogs.
And this has nothing to do with pets, but those dryer sheets that smell so good. Stick one of those under the seat of your car. I'm not kidding. It's, it's a terrific air freshener for the car. Because they always smell like vanilla or peaches or something.
Yeah.
All right. You want some calls?
I sure do.
Let's start with Pam, because she's been holding longer than anybody else. Pam, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug and Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Well, Pam, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Hi, Pam. Okay, how can I help you?
I got a good question for you.
Go.
We have raccoons and foxes around here.
Uh-huh.
And my dog has twice gotten into it with a raccoon.
Okay.
Now, if that raccoon was rabid, how soon would we notice any symptoms in our dog, and what would those symptoms be?
Okay, well, let me answer the first part of it. Number one, there are no raccoons, believe it or not, in Missouri. With a history of rabies, there were some that came through on Highway 70 a couple of years ago from the East Coast where it is a problem. But here in Missouri, raccoons are not recognized as a primary carrier. In fact, I don't think there are any indigenous raccoons that have been ever reported with rabies. But
well, I think you just stunned a lot of people because I've always heard how... Boo, watch out. Those raccoons can have rabies.
Well, they can. Just that in this, for some reason, the rabies is not found a home in Missouri raccoons. Now, in foxes and bats, yes.
That's good news for Pam. Yes.
And you just have to make sure, number one, that your dog is up to date on his rabies vaccine. That's the most critical point. The symptoms of rabies, I have to review and see exactly when a dog could become infected. I can tell you that if you do see the symptoms, which are kind of erratic behavior, acting kind of bizarre and bouncing around a little bit, they can hypersalivate, sort of like the same symptoms you can see in a dog with distemper, however, or raccoons do get canine distemper very commonly. And they will act like an animal that looks rabid.
It sounds to me like the chances of this happening with her dog are slim to none.
Slim and none. If she got in a fight with a fox or if the dog was chewing on some bats they found, that would be more of a concern. But again, if you keep your rabies vaccines up to date, I would think you'd be okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Doug.
There you
okay,
go. Thank Pam, you. Thank you. And
you.
Doctor, what single animal in this part of the country is most likely to have rabies? Bats?
Well, again, would be with the most reports we get here are bats and foxes, but feral dogs, feral cats. It's been reported historically in some of the farm stock, you know, that obviously are out there in the woods or exposed to these other animals and stuff. But there has to be an introduction through a bite or a close salivary exposure, and you know, once the animal is clinical, it's usually going to die within 10 days. A dog will, at least.
We had a dog in our backyard that was dressed like a television anchor man. It was a Will Ferrell dog.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Let's get to Dave. Dave, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, Dave, and you?
Thank you very much. And Amen to PM, Frank.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, one quick thing. I'm glad you asked Dr. Doug about the horse and his breeding, because I heard that and I didn't believe that for a second. That doesn't sound like it.
No, the horse wasn't breathing on its own. That didn't make sense to me.
Anyway, I'm glad you asked.
I mean, you know, the nostrils are wide open, the passage is open, so there's going to be some percentage of passive flow, but most of it is delivered because of active diaphragmatic breathing and stuff.
And yes, Dave, you did do it.
Yes, I did it. I can't believe I did that.
So what's your question?
So my question is, we did a rescue cat. It was an adult cat, mature cat, probably 6 years old, like a Siamese.
Uh-huh.
Not 100%. Rather large, like 17, 18 pounds.
Okay.
And he was, I think, estimated 5 to 6 years old.
Okay.
And within the last 2 years, he's down to probably 12 pounds.
Okay.
Sent him to the vet. We've been giving him, excuse my pronunciation on this, Tapazole?
Yes. So what they've diagnosed is a hyper or an excessively active thyroid gland.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I knew Frank. I should have just called and talked to Frank about
it. Yeah, that's right. I'm practically a vet. Yeah.
Now, dogs are more prone to a low thyroid function, but any cat 10 years or older typically. So this dog, this cat may either, it can be any age, but more typically 10 years or older, they become more sensitive or vulnerable to the syndrome of hyperthyroidism. And Tapazole is a one approach to medicate that, and it selectively destroys the tumor in the thyroid gland.
Okay. But he appears to be, we haven't headed back to the vet in recent history, but he appears to still be losing a little bit of weight. Should we, I don't know. I'm just
yeah, well, what we do in 3 weeks after, 3 to 6 weeks after we start the Tapazole, we repeat the sample to see if you're in the right direction, you have enough dosage. You may simply have to alter the dosage, and you just want to make sure your vet looked into other possible causes in conjunction with this. So we don't know exactly how old the animal is because you rescued it, which is a wonderful thing to do. If that level is not in the right direction, then you might need to alter his dose, and he can help you with that.
Okay, and he's due to go back for some blood work next month, so maybe I'll just push the date up.
Usually 3 to 6 weeks after you start. You don't have to wait that long. It sounds like you're into a second month or so.
No, he's actually been on the medication for probably 18 months.
Yeah, so you should be tested immediately. That's you know, you need to be testing more regularly.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Doctor, you said something. You said repeating the procedure of the medication, and it made me think of something that I made up years ago. I just brought it by you. Pete and Repeat were sitting on a fence. Pete fell off. Who was left?
Ooh. Can you repeat that, please?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? Pete and Repeat were sitting on a... Forget it. This was a joke. I didn't make this up. This has been around since I was a kid. Have you never heard this?
I think Dr. Doug was being... Oh, no. You really have never heard of it?
You really never heard the Pete and Repeat thing?
No, I've been socially...
You were... This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. Oh. As a child, you must have been kept in the closet. Pete and Repeat were sitting on a fence. Pete fell off. Who was left?
Repeat.
Pete and Repeat were sitting on a fence. See, he's never heard it. I can't believe it.
Oh, man.
You know what? This goes in the category with my wife having never had a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Unbelievable.
It's funny stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
You missed out on some really funny material. Let's bring Joan in here, and let's see. There she is. Joan, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. How are you?
Hi, Joan. That's kind of a sexy voice.
And it sure is.
Well, I'm a crazy bird lady.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I have a mullican cockatoo.
Uh-huh.
And I have, first, you know, I've been trying to find out, she's 43 years old.
Wow.
I rescued her last year, last August.
Okay.
And I've noticed, like, she has a congestive sound in her... Like just like a sinus congestiveness, you know, her heart mm-hmm. sounds clear, her lungs sound clear,
mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know if that is something that mullicans have when they get excited or they overexert themselves. Is that something that's normal with a mullican?
Okay, not necessarily mullicans, but what you need to look at, they have a sinus structure that goes from their nasal passage and around their eye, like three quarters on the top and around the side of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
So that sinus area could be afflicted with some kind of chronic history, and especially for an older animal like that,
okay.
You don't know what it's been through over life. Sometimes you'll actually see that one nostril is closed more than the other.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, what's happened is there's a bunch of waxy debris in there. That can be manipulated out by a veterinarian. Sometimes it's the tissue underneath that's very sensitive. You get some bleeding. But
right,
if you need some help, give us a call. We'd love to help.
I did a little bird tongue nose things, and I also flushed it.
Can you do a tiny nutty pot kind of thing?
That would be nice if we had those.
Yeah, but it sounds like someone ought to take a look at that. You don't know how far that plug goes, and it could be useful to have a veterinarian help you.
Well, okay? I work for a veterinarian, and
they
did that. I'm a vet tech.
Oh, good.
But then also, but they weren't sure, you know, they weren't quite, you know, they did that and, you know, it seemed to open it up a little bit, but
I'm suspicious that there's more in there that they haven't got.
Okay.
Okay.
And another question is, I had some, blood chemistry panel done on her and, I didn't know birds could have high cholesterol.
Yeah, we see it. I'm not exactly sure that I've really seen a any kind of clinical disease relevant to it. I just think it might be more of a finding, but I haven't had any, particularly myself, any conditions where that's meant much to me.
Okay,
so,
and electrolyte if their electrolytes are off, is that kind of normal, or is that something I should be?
No, I mean, I can't see the whole blood panel, but I'd probably want to look at it as a, you're welcome to fax it or something, but we'd want to look at it and look at the bird all at one time so you can put the whole picture together. But
okay, yeah, because the kidney and liver functions seem okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.
Yeah, 43-year-old Mulligan is really
excellent. Not too many people are familiar with Mulligans.
All right. Joan, thank you.
Bye, Joan.
All right. Bye.
Nothing worse than a stuffed-up cockatoo.
I'll tell you what, your cockatoo gets stuffed up.
Yeah.
You got some. You got to
flush it out.
There.
Yeah.
She sounded like a nice lady.
She did.
She knew her stuff, too.
I've never really gotten but what does this tell you, ladies and gentlemen? She works for a vet, and she's a vet tech. Yet who does she call? Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah.
Whose time is up, I might add. So,
who are you going to call?
Dr. Doug. We will do this again next week if that's okay with you.
Thank you
right?
so much, guys.
All right.
You well.
Thank you, doctor. Bye-bye. There he goes, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, courtesy of the folks at Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. And it's free. And you might want to get it. Did I accidentally delete or hang up on John?
I don't think so. No,
you hung up on Dr. Doug.
It's not showing up there for some reason.
My lights, it's not on here.
Really?
It's not on this panel. So
I'll punch it up.
I'm going to punch
there anyway.
This. John, are you there?
He's there.
Hi.
Yeah, our phones are all screwed up. The light that normally should be on is not even on. It shows nothing on this line, so I apologize.
Well, I could hear you all talking, but you couldn't. I was talking away.
Well, I'm sorry we missed
it. I was like, hi, Frank. Hello.
So our topic today is have you ever given a commencement speech? Have you ever spoken at a graduation?
Have I given a commencement speech?
I ask you first.
Are you kidding me? No.
What do you mean? Are you kidding me? No, you're a well-known, successful car dealer. I would think that
I've given a lot of speeches, but not a commencement.
But I would think that several times high schools would have said, would you please speak to our graduates?
What high school did you graduate from, John?
Lutheran North High School.
And they've never asked you back
to speak. I'm starting to think about this now. It's kind of
a slap in the face?
Kind of an insult.
Yeah. Me, yeah.
It is.
Are you kidding?
No, here
I mean,
you
I talk
are.
About Lutheran North all the time, and I've done some videos for them.
One of their most successful graduates, probably.
Alumnus,
yet they've never reached out and said, "Would you please come and speak to our graduates?" Wow, what an insult!
One of the ways to become successful in business is to own your own building and lot.
It sounds like you're making fun of him.
No, hey, you're making fun of me, aren't
no,
you?
No,
that's what it sounded like to me,
speech.
John.
Yeah,
you didn't hear that from me or Pia.
No.
Yeah, invitation.
So here's what here's our topic today, and we've had some great calls from listeners. And I said, if you could. Just give me one piece of advice. If you spoke to high school graduates, what would you tell them? You know, based on your life so far, the life you have lived. I'll give you a couple of examples. I told them that in your life, if you're going to loan money to people who you think are friends or relatives, you'd be wise to consider it a gift right from the beginning and assume you're never going to see it back because you're probably not going to get any of it back. That was one piece of advice. You know, and the other was, don't get all bent out of shape if you're out of high school for 90 days and you're not in the dream job of your life that you thought you were going to have. You may not see that job ever, or it may not come around till you're 30, 35, or 40. And just little things that you have to kind of live to know that if we had been told, you know, maybe would have made our lives a little easier. What would your advice be?
You know, hard work reaps benefit. You work hard. And whatever, but you have to love what you do. You have to absolutely love. I mean, I still get excited to come to work every day. You know, some more than others, but I love what I do.
But hard work, I think they see people like Usher or any of these celebrity singers, and they just think, oh, man, I want to do that. They have no idea how many hours these people do this over and over and over. I mean, it's like an athlete in training. They have vocal coaches. They have to rehearse. They have to do it's hard work. It's hard work.
And what they did to get to that point where they are now.
Oh, my goodness, the rejections they had to take to get there.
Well, you know, Sunday morning, CBS Sunday morning a few weekends ago, did an interview with Pharrell Williams.
Yes, I saw it, yeah.
You know, unbelievable you know, recording artist and songwriter, and you know that the song Happy. You know, it was I don't know the movie, but it was an animated movie.
Wasn't it Frozen? Was it Frozen?
No. It was the one with the guy with the one eye. Was it Despicable Me 2? Was that?
I don't see any of those movies.
I have no idea what animated
because
movie is.
I'm happy.
No, I know the song.
The thing with the one eye. I think that was Despicable Me 2. Is what the song is.
So, from. You know, they interview me. He's like, you know. It wasn't a hit. And then all of a sudden, he just got this great idea about going around, and because he noticed that people, when they heard the song, you can't help but start snapping your finger. You can't help but maybe want to start dancing. And it's kind of like a little bit of a theme song here for L'Onde du Chevalier, where, you know, when you're here working, be happy and make your customers happy. But also, if you feel like dancing, go ahead and dance a little bit. But, I mean, the video is just awesome, and it has just skyrocketed. And the guy was already wealthy, but he's become more wealthy, but he doesn't take anything for granted. He's so grounded, and he just knows how blessed and lucky he is, you know, but he's still going to continue to work really hard.
Well, I also think
he remembers, you know, how hard it took him to get where he is, and that so many people in his life said, no, you won't be this, you won't be that. So, you know, you've got to still search out your dreams.
I also think, though, he's the guy, if I'm not mistaken, who in an interview that I heard him give said that he was fired. Was fired from McDonald's like five times. I mean, it's hard to get fired five times from McDonald's. And he would literally lie on applications and not tell him he'd worked there at another location and been fired. And I guess the thing to take away from that is don't lose your mind if you lose your job at McDonald's. It's not the end of the world. That wasn't meant to be. That doesn't mean that you're worthless and you're not even good enough to work at McDonald's. It just means that's not what you were cut out to do, and there's something else down the road.
So did you have a job in life growing up that you just absolutely hated, but, you know, you still did it because you wanted to make money?
Oh, sure I did. Of course I did.
What was it?
Well, I delivered furniture, and I unpacked furniture, and I put dinette sets together. And it was back-breaking work, especially when you had to deliver a sofa sleeper, those hide-a-bed things, to the second or third floor. Those things weighed a ton. And I did not. But you know what it did for me? It taught me to figure out what in life I didn't want to do. Because by doing it, sometimes it's as important to figure out what you don't want to do as it is to figure out what you do want to do. You do something for a while and you go, you know what? I'm glad there are people who do this, but this is not for me. I'm going on to something else. And just start eliminating the things you don't want to spend your whole life doing. And for me, it was delivering furniture. I don't want to do that the rest of my life. I pop corn on the street corner. Well, my back's fine. My back has been fine.
Oh, from even lifting all that furniture?
Oh, no, no. I thought you meant now. No. Well, I was young, so my back could take it. But it was just, I don't know. I realized if I do this and I keep doing this, this is as good as it's going to get. I'll just keep delivering furniture. There's no advancement. There's no promotion. I need to do something else where I could work up to at least a level or two above where I am now. I worked in a drugstore in Belleville, Illinois. They called it a sundry shop. It was a drugstore, but there was no pharmacy. It was all over-the-counter stuff. And I kind of enjoyed that. But I don't want to stock shelves for the rest of my life.
Not with the talent that you possess.
Well, thank you, John.
You're a very talented man.
I almost teared up there for a second. That kind of took me by surprise.
Make sure that your back's
okay. Took me by surprise.
No, I
did just enough. I was a busboy, a waiter. I did just enough of that stuff. Not for very long, but just enough to have an appreciation for the people who do it. You know, I in my life, I hope I never talk down to or disrespect delivery people or waitresses or the people who do those jobs that I didn't want to do. Somebody needs to do them.
And I just love saying hi to everybody, though, no matter where you are, what you're doing. Especially, you know, you see them working hard. And you say, hey, how are you? Good to see you. What's going on? But my dad always tipped well at restaurants, no matter where.
Well, I do, and this is going to sound self-serving, but I never give less than 20, and I'll do as much as 100% or more. I'll do 20, 30% almost all the time. Because I've said this before, I think people who wait tables, first of all, it's primarily women. They're usually single moms. They're working a couple of jobs. They've got not the perfect life, not a great life in many cases. And just because one day or night they might have had a bad day and might not give me the greatest service, I'm still giving them 20-30%. It was just a bad day.
My dad would say, he goes, there's nothing worse than having to wait on somebody who's hungry and then when they're drunk. He said, it's just, he goes, he always respected, you know, a restaurant, you know, waiters. And then another great thing he would do is if we had a party of 8 or 10 and he knew that there were people at the bar still waiting for a table, he'd go, all right, can I get anybody anything else? Let's give them their table. You know, so he realized that the only way that a restaurant can make, you know, money is probably on the weekend, and they got to turn their tables. He was a really good guy.
Now, here's the other thing I'm going to say. I'm going to say to people, you people listening who sit there sometimes with a calculator and you nitpick over making sure it's exactly 18%, I got this to say to you. Shame on you, because you know what? The difference between that 18 or 20-25% tip for the average dinner might be, what, $3 or something? Is that going to change your life to lay $3 on that table for that person? No. If it is, you shouldn't be eating out. And that's what I've always told my kids. It's not going to change your life to give a bigger tip, but it might help make that person's day or night who's working.
Well, I'm going to make your day right now.
All right.
I have Chip Unterberg in my office.
Hi, Frank.
Internet manager.
Chip, how you doing?
Good, I'm doing well, thanks.
And Chip, your real name?
My real name is Hilly Trask.
H-I-L-L-I-E. Hilly what?
Trask.
I'm not making fun of your name. It's a name that's been handed down to you for generations.
Is that one name?
No, Hilly Trask Unterberg. So, it's three names. It's a family name.
I think I'd go with Chip,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's right.
And then we got Mark Thornton in here, also with us, but I want to talk about an email that you received how long ago?
Last Wednesday, got an email about a pre-owned truck that we have.
From where? This email came from?
The email came from Romania.
Whoa!
Romania?
Whoa. So we're heading into what I consider just one of the great holidays of the year, but we have to remember why we honor our fallen soldiers who made this great country. But this is a military person.
A young man, Jansen Walsh, and emailed me last week from Romania about a certain truck we had on the lot. And arrived yesterday. He was coming back from Afghanistan, stopped in Romania, emailed me, came in today and bought a truck that I sold him.
Wow.
Wow.
He's listening now. He is becoming an AM and the PM fan, so I just want to thank him for his service, thank him for his business, and I can't wait to meet him. He's coming in tomorrow?
Coming in tomorrow to take delivery. He's in the Army, and a very, very nice young man. I met his father, his mother, and his girlfriend.
All right. Good for him. Good for you.
Great story, and now he's also he's AM and the PM. Huh?
Of course he is.
Of course.
And I hope he watched the ACM special last night, Academy of Country Music Salute Award, Academy of Country Music Salute to the Troops. It was fantastic last night. And our new Bob Hope in this country is Toby Keith. Yep. Toby Keith has done well over 200 volunteered, free, no-charge concerts to the troops all over the world. Over 200.
That's unbelievable.
He is the Bob Hope. He may not be a comedian, but he is our modern-day Bob Hope, Toby Keith.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
That was a great show.
He's a guy that a year ago with Moore, Oklahoma, here, let me just write a check for $1 million.
Yeah. Wow.
Good guy, and not a bad singer either. I don't know if you're...
The only thing wrong with him, he did those commercials for that other truck.
You know, yeah, once in a while.
I know, people make mistakes.
Make a mistake.
Yeah.
Make a mistake, but, you know, we can tell you this much. We don't make mistakes here. We're not perfect, though, but we want to make sure we don't make mistakes with your AM and the PM crowd. We want to give them a great deal, let them have fun. We're closed Monday. It's so important to me that the employees of Johnny Law and Up Show, they spend time with their family members, especially if they have family members that are in the military. I know my father, my father-in-law, Mimi's father, served their country well, as many, many of our fathers and mothers. But, you know, it's time to reflect. Probably not really a time to go out and buy a car or truck Monday. Enjoy your family. Have a barbecue. So hopefully it's going to be a beautiful day. But, man, you know what? If you want to come out between now and we'll be here late Saturday night, but late tonight, all day Thursday, late Friday, Saturday, but off, closed, nothing on Monday.
Internet's open.
Chip said you can.
Internet's open. I heard him.
Guy does not sleep.
We will do our Memorial Day show tomorrow because I'm on assignment Friday and we're off Monday. So tomorrow is the day that, and every year we do this, we dedicate almost all of the show to veterans and to the people who have died or maybe not died, just not in battle. They just passed away after they served their country. And they were the only radio show that does it. And I get such great email about it. I can't wait till tomorrow.
Awesome. Great. Well, listen. We're here. This is Military Month for all of our active military and retired military here at Chevrolet. So we'll take great, great, great care of AM and the PM crowd, especially if you wore the uniform or if you're wearing it now. So give us a call, 314-837-1800, 24/7, 365 where's that, Chip?
Landoff.com.
You kind of hesitated, Chip.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Yeah, Landoff.com. Again, we're here for your... for your great listeners.
All right, we'll send them. Thank you, John. Thank you, Chip. Thank you, Mark.
Bye, buddy. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Last night, George Strait and Merle Haggard sang You're Walking on the Fighting Side of Me. It was fantastic. I know you're not into this, Peon, this country music thing.
No, not much, but we played that song before here.
And to see Haggard out there with George Strait, that was, to me, the highlight of the night. And I know there are people who don't get country music and who make fun of country music. Let me tell you something. From what I can see, the most patriotic genre, if you will, of music and group of entertainers are the country music people. They just... I know that the Bonos of the world, I know that there are these people that do their thing for the environment of a country, but overall, when it comes to this country, that country music crowd, just like John said, Toby Keith writing a check for $1 million to the people and more, he can do that. He can afford that. And that all these concerts he's done, and it just lights them up, man. And what was great about last night was they had active military people on stage performing, and could these people play and sing? It was again an opportunity to go, my goodness, I didn't realize there were so many. It's like when you see these talent shows, American, you go, wow, there's a lot of talented people out there. There are a lot of talented people in the military. It was powerful because these people got up and sang right alongside the Keith Urbans and Brian Sheltons and the biggest names in country music, and you could tell. It just lit that place up, and everybody who was in uniform, and I'm sure everybody who was watching who's in the service. Quick break, and we're coming back. This is the Big Five. Unless you want me to do some business now, can you do it now?
Sure.
Let's do it now. It's the business of being smart and going to somebody for advice. It's no different than you go to your preacher or your priest for, you know, moral advice. You go to your doctor for medical advice. You get advice from all kinds of people. Why not get advice from somebody who knows what they're talking about when it comes to your money? For goodness sakes, this is the money that you're going to depend on and rely on down the road, maybe for retirement, maybe for things before retirement, maybe for things that come up, a wedding that you need to pay for, or some sort of medical emergency that you could never have seen coming. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Mark and Jason, 27 years with Stifel Nicolaus. Advice is what they give. Your meeting with them is free, but you have to set it up. You have to call them and say, look, I have whatever the number is, if it's $25,000 or more, and say, I'd like to see what you guys think about what I'm doing with this money. Now, I have somebody, and maybe you have somebody who's an advisor. You can sell them that. Say, I have an advisor, and I know how they work. They're not going to sit there and trash your current advisor. Well, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I would never have done that. If they see that what you're doing is smart, they'll tell you. This is a very smart thing to do. This was good. They may find something else where they have a better idea, but they'll tell you. And that's all it is. It's a meeting. If you like the way they think and what they have to say and the process that they go through, you may want to continue to get advice from them. I think that's what's going to happen. Again, it's Mark Reed and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas, markandjason.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic now. The rain's caused some problems out there. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a new accident. It's on southbound 55 before Lindbergh. Only a couple lanes getting through, and right now traffic is already back to River to Pear. They have cleared a stall from the left lane on eastbound 70 at Jennings Station Road. All lanes are now open, but traffic is backed up approaching Highway 170. They've cleared an accident just within the last 5 minutes on westbound 370 at 141 Earth City Expressway, but traffic is a solid jam back to Highway 270. Eastbound 270 jams up now from 370 around the bend to New Florissant. Southbound 270, Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. You're a little bit heavy from Graboid to Highway 55. We're looking at westbound 44, traffic slowing now from Mraz through 141. Eastbound 40, you've got an accident on the east of Timberlake Manor. You're already backed up from Boone's Crossing, and it's slow all the way in through Mason. Then we're heavy again from Clayton Warson to Big Bend. Westbound 40, pretty much the same thing from Kings Highway out through McCausland, from 170 out through Mason, and then you're going to find some slow pockets all the way out to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, if I don't jump in and do this, I'm going to get a bunch of emails. So my daughter just sent me a text that I said Brian Shelton instead of Blake Shelton. She's right. Brian Shelton is a tennis coach. Lady, he is. Nobody else would know that, but she's right. I meant Blake Shelton. And now back to our regular programming.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
The Big 550. Too desirable to be real.
KTRS.
Avoid the draft.
A drafty house, that is.
By having new windows installed by the experts. From Jacob Sunroom and Exteriors. For more than 35 years, the Jacob name has meant quality materials and customer service on every installation. Call 800-222-6676 to learn more about the benefits of installing replacement windows, adding a sunroom or siding to your home to save you money on your energy bills. Call Jacob Sunroom and Exteriors at 800-222-6676. For more, go to JacobExteriors.com.
Are you in charge of a charity event? Maybe a neighborhood festival? Maybe some construction at the house? What do all of those events have in common? Bathrooms. Everybody has to go to the bathroom. So what are you going to do? R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. They're the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. If you didn't have R&R Sanitation, you wouldn't have Mardi Gras in St. Louis. You wouldn't have the Cottonville St. Patrick's Day Parade. You wouldn't have the St. Patrick's Day in Dogtown or downtown. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beale's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beale family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? Ah! And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 855-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Ah, spring! The perfect time to visit Chandler Hill Vineyards, the closest full-service winery to the area. Chandler Hill Vineyards offers live music on the weekends from 1 till 4, and a full dinner menu Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights till 9, and weekends till 5. Chandler Hill is also the perfect venue for weddings and corporate meetings or parties. Chandler Hill not only makes a great local wine, but also purchases from world-class winemakers on the West Coast. For more information on venue space and dinner and wine pairings, visit ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
Holland is hiring in your area. Local and regional drivers are wanted. Go to www.hollandregional.com/careers to see the opportunities and apply. Holland's local drivers are paid hourly and receive overtime after 8 hours per day. And they're also home daily. Regional drivers are paid by the mile, working only 5 to 6 days per week, and are provided company-paid hotels while on the road. Full-time driver benefits include company-paid health insurance. Drivers must be at least 21 years of age, have a CDLA with 1 year or 50,000 miles experience, and have a tanker and hazmat endorsement. Come find your new direction at Holland. Your direction awaits at www.hollandregional.com/careers.
Holland is an equal opportunity, affirmative action employer, minorities, females, persons with disabilities, protected veterans.
For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be locally owned and operated. Metro Lighting offers a 1-year in-home product warranty on all lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans. So if something stops working, they'll repair it or replace it. Plus, Metro Lighting guarantees their prices against any competitor, including big box stores and the internet. Get the best selection on the highest quality lighting at the best price guaranteed at Metro Lighting. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. She's holding her nose, but House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is...